Hello and good Friday. Amen. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your daily devotional, Jesus Stories. Today we're wrapping up Jesus Story 12, and we'll be heading into 13 and may get that done too. It's very short, so maybe two for one today. Hope you're having a blessed day. We just finished up. Remember, we're in parables and miracles in Galilee. And we just finished up the whole dual miracle story where Jairus comes to Jesus because his daughter is dying. And in the middle of that miracle scene, right, the woman who's been ill for 12 years breaks through the crowd, touches Jesus, gets healed. Jesus knows about it, tells everyone how faithful she is. Then he finishes up the Jairus story. And tells someone runs out and says, it's too late, right? And Jesus says, not to be. And our final sentence from yesterday, and then let's get moving on. Jesus left the house of Jairus and went back to the waiting crowd. And now today, there are many more crowds awaiting him as he traveled through the cities and the villages. So many that he said to his disciples one day, they are distressed and scattered, as sheep that do not have a shepherd. See, the harvest indeed is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And he called to him his chosen 12 apostles, and began to send them forth, two by two, that they might do his work abroad. He gave them healing power and authority over the unclean spirits, that they might cast them out. And then he said to them, go now and preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, receive with thanks, and freely give. Take nothing for your journey save a staff and the robe and sandals that you wear. Take neither wallet, silver, gold, nor extra coat. Stay wherever you are made welcome, and bless the house that receives you and is worthy. Wherever you are not made welcome and your words are not received, leave that house or town and shake off the dust of it from beneath your feet. Have faith and fear not, but beware of men, for they will deliver you up to their councils, and in their synagogues will they scourge you. When he had finished commanding his disciples, he went his way to teach alone. And they went forth by twos to preach and heal in the countryside and villages. Now at that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of all these things that were being done by Jesus and his 12 disciples, and he was very much perplexed. He had heard of the so-called King of the Jews, and wondered if this Jesus might not be the man. On the other hand, it was said by some that it was John the Baptist, risen from the dead. Others said that Elijah had reappeared on earth. And yet others suggested the names of other old prophets who might have risen again. Herod thought about it long and hard, and at last he said, it is John, whom I beheaded. He is risen again. Yet he was not quite sure, and went on asking, who is this, about whom I hear such things? And he became increasingly anxious to see this man, about whom he kept hearing such strange and wonderful things. Well, that concludes Jesus Story 12. That was part C. And on this Friday, we're going to continue right in to the feeding of the multitude. Story 13. After all these events and many others, the disciples gathered together and returned to Jesus. They told him all that they had done, and he was pleased. "Come, let us go into a desert place," he said, "so that we may rest a while." For there had been so much coming and going of people that neither Jesus nor his disciples had had time enough even to eat. They took a boat across the Sea of Galilee to search out a place where they might have some little time to themselves. But even in the desert place, they could not rest. When people discovered where Jesus had gone, they followed in their boats, hurried around by land from all the neighboring towns and villages, so that a multitude was gathered on the far shore even before Jesus arrived. And Jesus, when he saw them there, had compassion for them. He bade them welcome and began to speak to them of the kingdom of God. As the day wore on, he answered those with questions and healed all those who needed healing. And he taught them many things. And the afternoon grew late, yet the people stayed on, listening in their hundreds and their thousands. When it was almost evening, his disciples came to him and said, "There is no food in this desert place, and it's very late. Let us send these people away so that they may go into the farms and villages round about and buy themselves something to eat." "They have no need to go away," said Jesus. "We will give them food." Then he turned to his disciple Philip. "Where shall we buy bread that all these people may eat?" he asked. This he said to test Philip, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip shook his head. The disciples had very little money between them, and the crowd was immense. 200 pennyworth of bread would not be enough for all these people, he said, even if each one took only a little. "Then go and see how many loaves you can find among the people," Jesus said. His disciples went through the crowd, inquiring of the people. Finally, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, came back and reported what he had found. "There is a lad here who has a basket with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes," he said. "But what is that among so many?" "Bring the loaves and fishes here," said Jesus, "and have the people sit down on the grass in groups of 50 and 100. Andrew brought the basket to him, and all the people, about 5,000 of them, sat down upon the grass in groups. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he gave a blessing. And then he broke first the loaves, and then the fishes, into small pieces, and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. All the people ate, and all were filled. There seemed to be no end to the fragments of food. And we'll end the week right there, midway into story 13, the feeding of the multitude. It's a good place to leave. Remember that last line you heard this week? All the people ate, and all were filled. And there seemed to be no end to the fragments of food. We'll talk with you again Monday, and we'll pick it up right there on that hillside. with Jesus, the disciples, Jesus's party, and about 10,000 more.